She sucked and sucked on his little prick until no more semen came from it and began to grow.
Excuse me, Mr. Owl, how many sucks does it take to get to the center of a Charlie cock?
That's one, to find out.
Two! One.
I usually get impatient and bite it.
No!
Ah! No! Oh, Sean, dark humor, well done.
Although I did lay it up for that. Hey everybody, Steve-O here. Before you listen to today's episode, here's a thing for another Nerdy Show Network thing, and you should check it out if you've got the time and want to. It's pretty cool. I mean, I would check it out. I probably will. In fact, I'm gonna go do that right now.
Looking for a one-stop shop for audio drama excellence? Nerdy Show Theater features the Nerdy Show Network's entire library of dramatic podcasts in one feed. From our RPG audio dramas like Dungeons and Doritos or Call of Cthulhu, to scripted sci-fi like Liberty and the Orphans. It's your home for multiversal adventures of hilarity and horror, featuring all our ongoing series, miniseries, and specials. Head to nerdyshow.com/theater or on iTunes and SoundCloud.
The following program is rated M for Mature and not intended for audiences under the age of 17. It is also presented by the Nerdy Show Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geek programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
This spring, NSN brings you the most heartfelt sitcom of a generation.
Now, kids, settle down and I'll teach you the secret of good cooking. You need two things. One, nonstick cookware. Two, lots of good, moist, tenderizing loving.
With all their family coming to live together under one roof due to the economic recession, stress is high. And the Night Horse household is bursting at the seams.
It's my turn to play with the funny back massager.
No, it's my turn to play with it.
Mine!
No, mine!
Where did you get that from, kids? That's your answer, I think it needs to be washed.
I need a stiff drink and a stiffer back massage.
But through frustration comes purpose, and through hardship, they discover what they never lost in the first place, their love.
Why did you do that? Why do you keep shutting me out? All I want to do is be there for you!
I know, but I can't control my gaming fix, and I don't want to let you in on that pain. You're already suffering enough.
We suffer together! That's what being a family means!
Every Wednesday at 8 p.m., bring your family to meet ours and laugh your way through the tears. You may just leave with more in your head and more in your heart.
I'm sorry I put your Game Boy in the toilet.
I'm sorry I shaved my crotch on your toothbrush. Wait! You did what to my Game Boy?
Keep it down, you youngins. Grandma can't hear the latest Glenn Miller from the Squawking Box.
Can we put her in the home yet?
She already is home. Our home.
Keep up with the Night Horse family on Friday Night Fanfiction, a family-friendly romp for friends and family of all ages.
Warning, show is rated NC-17 for reasons that will become increasingly obvious with every passing minute of listening. Not for families, ever.
I didn't say no Game Boy.
No Game Boy? What about a Game Gear?
What about the...
What about
I don't have that much...
Whatever the hell the portable Turbo Graphics is.
Oh, I forgot those existed.
Yeah, they were cool, but they were like $600.
What was that?
The Turbo Graphics 16, they had a portable version. There's like the pocket graphics or whatever.
Seen that thing.
Yeah. That thing that lasted less time than the Game Gear did, even though people always give Game Gear shit for not lasting long.
I wasn't rich enough when I was a kid, so we just had dirt.
Wait, what? How many of us were rich as children?
I wasn't.
Yeah, no, Steve, I wasn't rich. They fucking put my bar mitzvah money where I couldn't spend it, okay?
Wow. In their pants?
God, no. In a fucking bank account. I didn't know how banks worked.
Oh no, you were 13, didn't know how a bank worked? Oh,
see, I hear you get money from
My little brother's pretty rich, but he literally doesn't spend his money ever. It's
probably
so crazy.
Why he's rich.
Yeah, exactly. Well, exactly. He's young, he's rich because he just gets an allowance and he doesn't touch the money.
Hey, what happened to Logan? Hold on. I have to text him now. This is Friday Night Fan Fiction, and I'm Steve-O. Joining me tonight are, well, David's not here. Logan's not here. Shit, what the fuck?
David's losing a toe and Logan just ghosted on us.
He's not losing a toe. He's probably going to lose a nail.
He'll get a cybernetic toe. It'll be all right.
He's still online.
Yeah.
If he loses a finger, he could get a thumb drive. I've been Zach. Played. Good night.
Yeah, that's what. So joining me tonight are actually quite a few people. We have a couple of people compensating for David not being here. First up will be a short story read by three repeat guests, Afrohawk, Cyril the Wolf, and Lack of Sense. Welcome, gentlemen.
Hello.
And then after that, it's going to hopefully be after David and Logan get back. Logan, I said, where'd you go? He says, power cut out.
Oh, shit.
Well, that is a fair reason.
No.
Unfortunate, but fair reason.
Logan, we said fight the power, not cut the power. Then after that, we're going to be doing a story, hopefully after David gets back and after Logan finds his Van de Graaff generator in order to get energy again. And the guest for that will be Zach. Welcome, Zach. This is your first time on the show.
Van de Graaff generators actually can't produce more energy than
I'm aware!
You have to ruin the joke.
Ah.
Yes.
Ah.
Welcome back.
Hi.
Fuck this day, man.
Yeah. I feel the same way. So I have a prepared statement I have to make real fast. If you guys want to just go ahead and do some beatboxing while I do this. This is Friday Night Fan Fiction. Oh, wait, I read that part. Before moving on, I'd like to remind you all that we are a community-supported show on multiple levels. We're currently on board with the Nerdy Show Network, which helps subsidize show running costs per month. So you can help support them and us by using the Nerdy Show Amazon affiliate link whenever you buy things on Amazon. If you'd like to contribute more directly or get some perks as well, you can give either a one-time donation to the Nerdy Show Network or support us on Patreon. All these support methods can be found at nerdyshow.com/support. To get involved with Friday Night Fan Fiction directly, we can be found on Facebook and Twitter, and we have a website where you can stream us every week. Just go visit fnf.nighthorsemedia.com. It's actually like 3 pages longer than that. I just gave the short version.
Why don't you read the whole thing just for once?
No, because then he's gonna have to do
I'm gonna
it
have to spell
time.
Out no, all of our no, Twitter handles.
No, actually, we're demonstrating a point.
What's the point?
The point is that it's too much.
Yeah, you're too much. Your power's too much. That's why it got cut.
You're right. My power is too much, even though I'm only running my computer right now and all the lights are shut off because that's the way I like it.
He's 100% Edgelord Reaper main right there.
No, he turned off all his lights. He only has his computer. He unplugged his grandpa. Nothing else is running.
Don't unplug grandpa. Yeah.
My grandpa's been unplugged for years. What are you talking about?
So he's been on MTV doing acoustic sets?
Is he off the grid?
He's dead.
Oh.
Kind of off the grid.
A dead head or... No, I'm just kidding.
All right, so up first is going to be the short story read by the three special guests. Tony, Cindy, and Bam Make a Porno by Mon Rice and Nodachi. First up is Kyle being refereed by Val.
Is this Tony Hawk?
This is Tony Hawk.
It's Tony Hawk's, yes. I don't know who Cindy is.
Oh my god, it is Bam. Oh my god.
Wait, which request was this? I know we requested some kind of,
Kyle, are you ready to read?
Yep.
Go for it.
Yeah, baby, grind that pole. Tony Hawk moaned half-heartedly as he rolled his skateboard up and down the shaft of his exposed penis.
That's not the grinding that I was going to expect.
This is the first thing.
Okay,
sentence.
I have a short story. One of my roommates, when he was younger, he said that his first snowboard he got, he wanted to christen it somehow.
Oh, so no. He rubbed his penis on it?
I didn't know.
So he... So he jerked off and came on it, yeah.
I also didn't know that snowboards could have a religious affiliation, so that's interesting to me.
I guess it's cheaper than getting a bottle of champagne.
Well, that night when he told us that story, he was blowing smoke from smoking a bong onto his new one at the time.
Oh, I thought you were about to say his penis again.
Yeah,
I was concentrating
it or something.
That's how he spread it.
Making rings. on his penis.
I thought you were going to say blown smoke from Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
Could be that too.
CJ, you busta.
Keep going.
Come on, Tony. Say it like you mean it. Coached Bam. Bam Margera?
Margera.
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 Margarine.
Yes, Bam Margarine. He was made entirely out of a vegetable oil-based butter substitute.
That's fun. I can't believe it's not butter.
I can't believe it's not Bam.
Coached Bam Margera as he leaned... Oh, it's a guy. Okay, as he leaned back in his director's chair, pants pulled around his ankles. Beside him, passing glances back and forth with one another, questioning the value of the job, was a camera crew. I'm doing it all right, Tony replied, pausing the skateboard's progress.
Add a little bit more New York to that.
New York? Okay. I'm doing it all right.
Thank you.
Tony replied, pausing the skateboard's progress, which had begun to rub raw the top of his shaft.
Oh.
Don't give me shit, Bam replied, growing irritated. I could have hired Ron Jeremy for a third of the price if I went shitty acting. This is demeaning, Tony complained, once again beginning to roll the road-scarred tires down the length of his red and swollen member. He cringed at the feeling, a bit like a belt sander whose batteries had drained to a crawl.
Well, bonus points for using a descriptive comparison. Negative bonus points for making me feel very uncomfortable.
No, I also cringed.
It's like... I know what that feels like because I've run belt sanders on like my hands before.
Not your penis.
Yes.
No, not my penis.
Not the penis.
Thank goodness.
But needless to say, it didn't feel good on my hands. So.
No.
No shit.
What little help the bottle of cum lube trademark had provided.
Why does that have a trademark?
Is it Bad Dragon cum lube?
To the internets.
Had provided had long since reversed itself.
Oh my god, it is sticky from that residue. Dragon!
I'm so happy.
So shouldn't it be a fucking hyperlink instead so that they can get the monies?
No, but we won't get that money.
Does it always have to be about us?
Yes!
Yes! Yeah. Money is awesome. Money can be exchanged for goods and services.
Thanks, Homer.
Leaving a sticky residue that held the skateboard's tires onto its well-worn path. Do you want the 100 G or not? Wow, only 100 for this? All right.
No, he's talking about training in 100 times Earth's gravity.
He's just going to be giving him a candy bar.
What would you do with 100 grand? I'd stick it up your butt.
I mean, it's kind of a nutty candy bar. You're probably going to rupture something.
It comes out the same way it goes in.
Bam panted, fondling his own flaccid penis and praying to the god of erections that it would once again become hard.
That's my new religion. I'm changing it on Facebook. I believe in the god of erections.
Over his many years on Jackass, paying his bills through repeated shots to the nuts, his junk had become so mangled that no normal stimulus could do the trick.
Jesus.
That's a shame. He tried everything from public masturbation to donkey shows, but nothing could rouse his sleeping giant until one desperate night.
You say donkey shows, I imagine Donkey Kong in just lingerie.
I was thinking donkey
that's strange. I imagine that every day of my life.
That's not strange. If you do that every day, that's par for the course.
You know, the one I'm posting.
I thought I was alone in the world.
This is the Wouldn't new support group for you.
Wouldn't that be called a furlesque show?
Why are we getting this crap when Dave isn't even on the show?
That's why we have three guests today.
Yeah. After a 12-hour marathon of lactating midget shemale clown porn had failed to give him a stiffy, how would that...
That's awfully specific.
It sounds like it'd be hard to find.
He just 12 hours, though!
I know!
I love this show.
Chafing.
He decided to check out Don Vito's house in search of something truly horrifying. Expecting to find some obscure porno featuring middle-aged women eating, he began rooting through drawers, caring if he woke his uncle.
That's the porno.
I was expecting them to be eating something, but no.
Bonus points for the author actually doing the research and watching like the old CKY videos and finding Don Vito's name.
Well, he was also in Viva La Bam.
Yeah, I never saw Viva La Bam.
It was okay.
I haven't either. I don't think we're missing much.
I enjoyed it.
At the bottom of one clearly forgotten drawer, under a full box of condoms that was older than Bam, sat a small envelope of Polaroids. Too terrified to even speculate about the contents, he ripped it open and began to flip through them. Inside were pictures, clearly taken in the late 90s based on his uncle's immense girth and thinning hair, but designed to look like they were something they were from sometime in the 1970s, all featuring Vito's reclining seductively in various stages of undress. When he reached the final picture in the pile, a fully nude Vito winking at the camera from atop a leopard print sofa with both northern and southern afros, he felt a stirring in his pants that had become unfamiliar in recent months. Soon, a sexually confused Bam found himself sporting a most unusual boner. It wasn't until the sight of his uncle naked, Lord knows he had seen that enough during the filming of his shows and the endless gyrating rolls of fat that always made him vaguely nauseated.
There's no that.
Oh, my bad. Gyrating rolls of fat always made him vaguely nauseated in a way reminiscent of seasickness. There was something about the shock value, knowing how much it would embarrass Vito when he released a mercifully censored copy of this photo on his website. It was that thought that brought Bam to his first orgasm in months. Since then, he'd take it to creating his own kind of porn.
Next up is Cyril being refereed by me. Kyle, thank you very much for coming on.
You're welcome.
Oh, boy.
Actually, you know what? You can hang out until the story's done.
Okay.
This is quite the torch I gotta carry.
Are you actually grabbing your pants right now, or are you looking at the story?
He's talking about a torch, so it's not his pants.
He has it's an augment from Deus Ex where you get a big old torch installed in your penis.
I will never, ever put fire anywhere near the downstairs region.
You do realize in the rest of the world, torch could also refer to a flashlight.
I'm not going to start peeping in my wife's vet. Never mind. You know what?
Hey, Cyril.
So I guess someone else has a glow-in-the-dark penis.
Cyril, are you saying you'll never do the Charizard?
That's a thing?
Yeah, it's where you light your crotch hair on fire.
Fire-breathing penis. What is Google
you
tell me?
You don't have enough badges to train me.
I thought you were telling me how badly you needed the money after the complete train wreck that was Pro Skater 5 left you broke. Bam taunted Tony, knowing that he needed something more than blackmail to fulfill his member's hunger for shine and fruit.
Well, I Googled fire-breathing penis, and this tattoo does not disappoint.
No.
Nice.
Looks like you got a VD there, bud. Yeah, get that solved.
Literally burns! Wings.
Simply paying someone to humiliate themselves wasn't enough. Not anymore. Tony sighed. Bam was right. After a string of failed marriages turned into a string of failed video games, each trying to replicate the success of the first two, but never able to approach the watermark that he left for himself, his savings had begun to look less like those of a superstar and more like those of a middle-class family.
I'm being taken over by David. Tony Hawk's Underground was the best in the series.
That was weird.
No. Now make him say that Pro Skater 5 was the best.
No, I can't do that because it's
he
so
can't do
wrong.
It. He was literally possessed by David. Like, I heard it. It was exactly like David. And if you hear it otherwise, you need to adjust your microphone.
Also, my toe is infected. God damn it, Dave. Get out of my head.
So, shoot. Okay. With him rapidly reaching an age where a career of skateboarding would no longer be feasible, having given up on worrying about looking ridiculous years ago, and with his sales figures being bested by an 8-bit indie skating title, Tony had jumped at the opportunity to make $100,000 working for Bam Margera.
So, 100 grand.
Margera.
Yeah, 100 G's. All right, then. Now make me believe it. Bam directed, looking to his camera crew to make sure they hadn't stopped recording. They looked somehow both uncomfortable and bored, as if the last half hour of watching Tony Hawk masturbate himself with his skateboard had grown old.
No, it's Materbate.
Oh, shit. All right. Cheers to drinking.
Cheers to referencing a Cars character.
No. With his skateboard had grown old, but had somehow not completely desensitized them to the fact. In a way, he envied them. Tony closed his eyes, focusing on the feeling of the board's wheel on his swollen penis.
I would focus on that not at all, thank you.
No, focus on it.
No!
Yeah, no. Yeah.
I got splinters last time I did that.
Maybe you should wax your board more.
Wait, are
we talking? Why are your wheels made of wood?
Which board? It's board on board action. Wax my penis.
All right, this conversation's making me bored, but thinking about all of the moments he and the skateboard had shared, he and Cindy, because he named all of his boards and she was his favorite, had wow, I can't believe that's the thing that really made me just had to stop. Okay. Had been together for some of the proudest moments. He'd been riding her when he won first place in the X Games. Feeling the slide of her tires under him as he finished the run, knowing there was nobody present who could improve upon his form. Now, she was riding him, and you could feel the glide of her tires on him. It was like here, in this moment, they were what they were always meant to be. Thanks to Bam, he and Cindy had reached a new stage in their relationship. An almost decade-old affair that began to grow stale as Tony found himself skating less and less. Tony began to sweat, making soft grunting noises that Bam wasn't even sure he was aware of making. Probably. No longer was he simply moving the board along his dick, but he was now thrusting into the path of the wheel, making love to the board.
That's how you fracture your penis. Don't do that.
No, as long as he doesn't like
a terrible idea.
As long as he doesn't trap his penis underneath the truck and then twist.
Quick PSA. Don't try this at home.
Yeah, don't break your penis.
Don't try anything we do on this show at home.
Don't ever try anything.
Ever.
Don't do things. Just stay in your home and be safe.
Stay in your home. Be safe. In fact, turn off this podcast. Just stop.
No!
Just
no!
Stop. Oh.
Remember, guys, don't take risks. YOLO.
Don't do anything in these images I'm posting.
God damn right. That is a literal wiener on fire.
Reading fan fiction.
Good.
God. Barbecue!
Yeah, we're reading a fan fiction about Tony Hawk making love to his skateboard.
Why would you call it making love? There's nothing lovely about this.
Yeah, it is painful.
His motions had become more fluid. He and board reaching a rhythm. Him rolling it on inward to match his thrusts and out again, lingering on the head as he pulled out. Yeah. Pulled out of you? What are you pulling out of?
Juicy skateboard
just
pussy.
Penetrated all the wood. Also, hi, David's infected toe.
Hi, I'm David's infected toe, and I'm walking away from the mic right now to go pee.
Why did you come in the room then?
And also, why do you pee out of your toe?
Ah, good, the emoji movie porn. Just what I wanted. And knowing the fact that the shit is played by Patrick Stewart just makes it better. At any rate.
That picture right there is better than the entirety of the movie.
Tony's actions began to grow more jerky, less rhythmic, as both the sweating and the groaning intensified. Bam's once flaccid penis was now erect and proud, making him feel like more than...
Just read over him.
Sorry, but that was exactly what was doing going up. Like, I wasn't sure if that was actually what was happening in my head while reading this and trying to ignore the pain, or if it was actually David.
It was what was going on in my head, and I was very confused.
Exactly. I was like, is that external or internal? I can't tell. This is killing me right now.
Such is the weird things that happen on Friday Night Fanfiction.
Who's making that noise? I thought that was me.
Bam's once flaccid penis was now standing erect and proud, making him feel more like the man he was before Johnny Knoxville began aiming at his cross with whatever objects happened to be at hand. His fondling had become something more, a pumping that matched the steady rhythm of Tony and his board's lovemaking.
The boards, not
what
his.
What did I say?
You said his boards.
I feel like it needs to be his board.
Well,
man.
You feel like you're not the author then.
Oh, sick burn.
You know what?
Right in the butthole.
I'm penis burn.
I'm in this case, quite happy I'm not the author. Continuing on, as Tony's actions become more jerky, approaching release, conclusion, and even so did Bam's. Bam! That's the. If he could find release.
Wait, he's Emerald now?
His board is Emerald now. The board is wearing just, you know, like Chef White's and.
Taking it right to Flavortown, yep. All on this skateboard.
No, that's a different chef.
I don't give a crap. Don't you lecture me about Food Network. I swear to God, I'll come down to you.
I mean, the only time I've ever seen
you. You won't do anything. I know more about Food Network than you.
Wait, no! Take it outside, guys. Take it to not safe for life.
We will take it into the kitchen. Later. If he could find
we'll
release.
We'll fight at BronyCon.
Even now.
Oh, God, no.
Even if the video was as unproductive as all of its precursors, it would be well worth the money.
I would say don't do it at BronyCon. I don't think they allow horseplay there.
Kappa.
All right, thank you very much, Cyril. And last up is Lack of Sense being refereed by Sean.
Okay.
Sean!
Tony's rhythm studded to a halt as he thrusted in, paused, out, paused, and groaned once more, overcome by the power and suddenness of his own orgasm. Oh, yes. Oh, God, Cindy.
What Rope accent are you doing?
Let it flow, man.
It's literally crossing massive oceans from word to word.
It's 1920s newscaster mixed with an Australian mixed with somebody who just lit their penis on fire.
A 1920s news broadcaster from Australia, because everyone knows their favorite pastime in Australia is lighting their penis on fire.
What are we letting flow? The Tony's orgasm? Or
my progressive insurance.
Oh,
okay. I get that reference.
Let me just do funny accents flowing in.
No, I'll let you. Go ahead.
Ropes have come streamed from Tony's erect and
God damn it,
penis.
Ropes.
Hey, that's my line, David.
His powerful, passionate cry startled Tony right there. Erotic, hypnotic states momentarily. Tony clutched his bloody member and shaked every last drop onto his beard. Cindy.
Ew.
Yeah, why don't we convince Sketchlings to get a fucking beard?
I don't think he has it in him. Like, literally, he can't grow a beard.
Well, then I'm gonna go buy him one of those knitted beards and give it to him.
Oh, I hate those things.
You'll need
But maybe that's just my opinion because I can grow a beard really well. I don't know.
It's pretty well, I'm not gonna lie.
Then you'll need a beard net for your fake beard. Anyway, Cindy, he whispered gently. Eyes closed tightly as love's tears streaked down his sweaty face. No, 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 Bam screams. He shot up from his sweat-stained director's chair, pads fallen from his ankles, and bawled on the floor below. That's not how this was supposed to go. Bam waddled hastily toward Tony, enraged beyond notice as his flaccid member swayed with each step. That is not what I wanted! Bam ripped the filthy board from Tony's hands. That's not what I wanted! Bam raised the solid and dripping board high, bringing it down on Tony. The blind rage. He screamed, That's not how this is supposed to happen! That's not what I wanted! Spit flew with each enraged curse. Again, Bam raised and brought the skateboard down upon Tony's prone form. His arms raised to defend himself against his love's sudden but inevitable betrayal. Tony cried out, No, please! Whimpering after each successive blow, up and down in rhythmic abuse, cries of passionate rage echoed in the dark room. That is a little too intense there.
You done?
The camera crew looked on in shock. Each heavy blow released more of the mixed filth throughout the room. A gooey mess fell upon a camera lens, and the cameraman quickly cleaned it off in an automatic reaction. Continuing on to capture the scene in every intricate detail. Mm. No, no, no! Bam screamed.
No, no!
You will die!
No, no, no!
Why are you fucking your skateboard, Tony? This isn't what I expected from you.
It's because it gives me wood.
You sound like a mother who just, like, doesn't know where she went wrong.
Oh, my poor child.
I don't know where I went wrong with you, Anakin.
I posted a picture for you.
You used to be such a loving son. You loved sand.
But now I hate sand. Of course, it gets everywhere. Shut up, Mom.
I am a Sith now. It's not just a phase.
It's not just a phase.
Okay, I'll try to read this.
Like... You won't leave me alone.
My God, let him read now.
Anakin, you can come live with me for a while.
He storms off, slams the door, and starts saying, "Crawling in the sands,
these words are just foolishness." I'll try to read like Emperor Palpatine for the rest of this.
If you'd like to, go for it.
You're a good person.
Bam screamed in a final release. The skateboard broke in two with the last blow against Tony's arms. Bam violently shuddered.
dropping the broken board to the befouled ground with a dry whimper and a small gooey drip. Bam finally reached satisfaction. Clearing his throat, Bam pulled up his baggy Jinko jeans and brushed himself off. Your money's on the table. Walking away, disappeared into the darkness of the far side of the studio. Bam left Tony broken on the floor. The loud slam of an unseen door shook the crew from their hypnotic awe. Tony, a quivering mess of a former celebrity, flinched at the noise. He then scurried for the broken halves of the cum-splattered board. Clutched it tightly, he wept. Cindy, he whispered softly to the skateboard. Cindy, he whispered once more before trailing off into a maddened mutter. The crew quietly gathered their gear, not speaking a word to each other or the broken celebrity on the ground before them, and exited the studio, leaving the naked man to his sorrows.
Wow, that ended very darkly.
Yes, it did. That, like, went to Tales of the Crypt, like, real quick.
No, no.
Just imagining being one of those crew members being like, yeah, I wouldn't want to say anything either.
No.
All right. Thank you very much, Kyle, Cyril, and Lack of Sense for doing that, doing us the honor there.
I hope I didn't go too far there.
Well, too far is not enough for us.
Okay.
So, I'm kicking you out now. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
You are now banished.
Good night.
Oh, he left before I could kick him out. Damn it! All right.
We'll bring him back in and then kick him out.
I can't. It's okay. All right. David's back. David, how's your foot doing?
Oh, it's awful.
Are you on pills?
No.
So what was it?
I have a toe sack that's trying to escape.
A toe sack?
What the hell is a toe sack?
Okay, so I posted the picture of it in Not Safe for Life.
Yeah, I didn't look at it.
You should.
I'm not gonna.
Please do.
I don't wanna.
In the upper south of the United States, on the other hand, a burlap bag can be called a toe sack.
What? Seriously?
Yeah.
Apparently. Well, all right, then. The more you know.
Oh, God.
And knowing is half the hassle.
It's Transformers!
Kids, knowing is half the battle, the other half is murder.
Yep. Straight up murder. Those people had families.
How old are you, Zach?
23.
Oh, God. So you are my only connection to the youth of today.
Basically. Well, I mean, you've got POD's Youth of the Nation.
Yeah, but that was also made before he was born.
See, so?
I'm really not your connection to the youth of the day. I fucking hate it. I slapped fidget spinners out of kids' hands all day in front of my boss, and he didn't care.
Well, that just means you have a good boss.
But exactly. I am a fidget spinner.
It just means that you have no impulse control, and you should really seek, you know, psychiatric help.
Maybe something to help me focus, like a fidget toy.
Hmm. If only some such thing existed and didn't live in kids' hands.
So, just to give clarification, Zach, since you're new on the show, you found us because we got randomly matched together in competitive Overwatch, right?
Wait, what?
Yeah, Steve-O was literally our sixth man for Overwatch, and then there you go.
Oh, fantastic.
Well, I hope Steve-O didn't ruin your games.
Oh, we lost. We got our ass fucked. No, we actually won. We beat the shit out of him.
Nice.
Yeah, you've been at a busy summer. Great. I haven't seen you playing a lot lately.
Yeah, I have. Literally, I have not been home in 6 weeks.
Yeesh.
I've been living out of hotel rooms.
At that point, do you even have a home anymore?
Yeah, it's my buddy's couch in his basement. But it's like a leather couch, so, you know.
Dude, that's classy.
I know.
That's a squeaky night of sleep, though.
No, it isn't.
Like, as long as it's not too warm. Because if it's too warm, then it's just a sweaty couch.
No, because then you never get off of it because you're welded to it.
Yeah.
Anyways, well, it's a pleasure to have you on here and to know that you are, in fact, alive. And hopefully we'll get back into playing at some point because David abandoned me.
I told you, I can't play that game no more.
Because of your toe.
Because, you know,
he switched to Paladins.
Well, no, I'm actually falling off that game, too, because anybody who plays it now is a dirty hacker.
Oh, wow. Maybe you should switch to a game that doesn't have hackers in it.
Yeah, Final Fantasy 14.
also ones that don't make you feel bad about having friends.
Well, the ones in Final Fantasy 14, the hackers just try to advertise money to you. Like, hey, buy money. It's worth a dollar nowadays because our fucking market has been wrecked.
Well, I'm
so Just a really quick bio about me in case anybody's interested. I tried to give myself a sex change once, couldn't quite pull it off. I currently work at a hydrogen factory, can't park anywhere near it. Before this, I worked at a helium plant, but I wasn't going to be spoken to in that tone of voice.
I get all of those jokes. All
right, I'm immediately removing your line from the I request to be a guest on FNF, and you won't be invited back.
Beautiful.
All right, Noah, but for reals, that's funny. You're a funny guy, my friend. I'm sorry.
Steve, I'm overriding that. He's allowed to be invited back. He's fantastic.
Thank you.
What are we reading?
It's already posted. Collection. This is a Charlie
Oh, boy,
Brown...
it's Kristen's collection.
Yep.
Oh, boy, it's Kristen's collection.
A Why Charlie Brown that Christmas by Author Obscure, 1999. A Charlie Brown Christmas story that would never make it on TV. BG, GG, first...
Hey, wait a second. You can't start yet. You didn't post it in all the channels.
I did post it in all the channels.
No, you didn't. You didn't post it in Audiogasms.
I am not posting it in Audiogasms.
You didn't post it in Not Safe for Life.
I'm not even looking at Not Safe for Life.
No, I won't make you go to Not Safe for Life, but you do have to post it in Audiogasms.
No, why? It's for music. This is text, the exact opposite of music.
Well, I mean, if we make this a musical.
Music.
Yeah, we can make this a musical.
You Steve, can post it in Audiogasms if you want. Can I?
16 hours a day for the next six days or so, auto-tuning everything we say and then making this a song. All original music, no pay.
Patreon.
My roommate's in this hotel as a DJ. He can do it.
Patreon back that. All right.
Send us some money on Patreon. We'll do it.
BG, GG, first youth's oral anal orgy beast parody. Okay. First up is me being refereed by David.
Okay.
Fantastic. Charlie Brown lay on his bed in his room playing with his little dick. Oh, we're getting started already.
Already off to a fantastic start.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 words in.
Lucky number 13.
Fuck. And thinking about the pretty little red-haired girl. Wait, Wendy's?
Yes.
Okay. She was so cute, and he was sure he was in love with her. He wanted her so badly, and she was all he ever thought about. He remembered the first time he saw her on the way to school. She had been in front of him some 20 feet, and her little ass was making her pretty green dress swing from side to side, high enough so that every once in a while, he got a glimpse of her white panties stretched over her cute ass. No. Did they even have butts in the show?
Yes.
No, I don't think so.
There's already this bad taste in my mouth.
That's what she said.
Drink bigger alcohol, then.
I made kamikazes tonight.
Touche. Mm. He pounded his cock harder as he thought of her little ass and how he'd like to stick his tongue and maybe his cock into it. Just as he was about to spew out cum all over his belly, his little sister burst into the room. She was stark naked and dripping wet. She was obviously upset about something because she didn't even notice that he was naked, too, and had his hand around his little boner. Big brother! She cried.
Little boner, he's such a scamp.
Come quick, the bathtub is overflowing and I can't shut off the water! Rats, he said mostly to himself as he got up, letting his cum recede back into the recesses of his loins.
Not how that works.
Retrograde ejaculation.
So, fun story time.
No.
Yes.
More story time, yes.
So, one of the possible surgeries that I was going to get, my cancer treatment, was one of the possible side effects was retrograde ejaculation.
Wait. Is that your ejaculation penis back into you?
No, yes, you ejaculate backwards into your own bladder.
Whoa!
That's
because it's a thing where they have to go inside you and cut out parts of your lymph nodes. But there's a nerve near it that controls your ejaculation, and if they like touch it at all, it can fuck it up.
That is genuinely fascinating.
It sounds awful. I was hoping you were going to say retrograde like the moon. But
no, like backwards.
Yeah, I got it.
Ejaculating back and forth forever.
On the moon.
They didn't go with that surgery, but I kind of wanted to because then it would have meant I would have like a cool scar like down.
You would have had a dick scar?
No, I would have had like a scar that looks like, how Norman Reedus' character has the C-section scar? in Death Stranding. Would have looked like that. That would have been cool.
Is Death Stranding still being made?
Yes. I'm excited for it.
Oh, okay. Everyone so is. At least there's one.
Yes. Guillermo del Toro is going to fight zombie World War II tanks. And, like, for some reason, Mads Mikkelsen cannot be in a movie or a show or something where they do not fuck with that man's eyes, and I don't understand why.
Yeah, I mean, I like it when they fuck with his eyes. It looks cool.
Just don't fuck his eyes.
It is no, I kind of want him to fuck
his eyes. I gotta keep reading now.
Death Stranding.
There was indeed water all over the bathroom floor, and the valve was indeed stuck.
You missed a thing. He pulled up the thing.
You sure did.
I'm taking
you missed it, Steve.
Well, shit.
Missed
it. I mean, who's supposed to be reffing me, David?
Well, you see, I secretly spent all of my points to take a brief reprieve and have
what
Zach
points?
Do it for
this
me.
Isn't the fucking dorm dining hall.
I am more than willing to accept that honor.
What, it being the dining hall?
Sure.
And he was the dining hall.
Go like ahead, a Japanese schoolgirl.
He pulled up his pants and followed Sally into the bathroom, noticing how cute her little ass was. Ah! Come on!
So, I don't find the Peanuts people attractive at all. They're mostly weird
except
geometry.
Except for that teacher. She sure was horny.
Wah, wah, wah!
Rats, he thought. Too bad she's my sister, otherwise I'd fuck her right now. There was indeed water all over the bathroom floor, and the valve was indeed stuck. After a great deal of grunting and groaning, he managed to shut off the flow from the tap.
Grab a mop, sis, and let's get this mess cleaned up before Mom gets home.
Gee, big brother, said Sally. I never noticed that your thingy was that big before.
Huh? What are you talking about?
So she had noticed.
Your boy thingy, she said. You were playing with it.
Oh, yeah, that.
He said lamely and then to himself,
let's just drop it, okay, sis?
Let me see it again.
She wouldn't let it lie. He looked at the naked little girl. She was his little sister, but she was really cute. Her blonde hair, much softer and fuller than his own stringy mop. Her blue eyes always wide and curious. He especially liked her pert little ass. I'm an ass man, and I do not endorse any of this.
What do you hate about her pert little ass, Steve-O?
This is Peanuts characters. They're all like 12 or less. I don't even know.
Let's play Don't Let This Get Back to Our Bosses or We Get Fired.
Wait, you didn't read that when you signed up for this? The cheeks were firm, small, tight, soft, and smooth as glass.
What? Smooth as glass?
I don't remember Windexing being a recommended treatment for making your butt smoother.
Well, hey. I mean, you know what my big fat Greek wedding said about Windex?
I do not, actually.
It's like good for getting rid of zits or something. I don't remember. that movie kind of sucked.
Four out of ten. You had a promising launch, but you didn't stick the landing there, Logan.
Well, I mean, it's really just not that funny a movie.
Yeah.
Just get some mother's buffing compound, a nice rag, a little bit of elbow grease. There you go. Nice shiny ass.
Just leave your mother out of this.
He wanted to spread them and look at her tight little anal pucker.
Terrifying.
Nope.
I'll just get content ID.
Or else stop. I gotta admit, that was perfect timing.
At her mouth with its full lips, just right to fit around his cock, the mouth itself plenty large to accommodate his boner. He was hard again. Next up is Zach so being refereed by Val.
It's Val.
Right, I just came back from taking the doggies out. Where are we?
We're on page 3.
Okay.
Just give me one second. Grandma, if you're up there in heaven, I need you to look away for like 2 minutes. Thank you.
That's all right, Sonny. I'm getting off to this too.
You wouldn't believe what we did in the Civil War.
I said, Grandma, how fucking old do you think I am?
Look, there are grandmas.
You wouldn't believe what we did in the Revolutionary War.
You wouldn't believe what we did when Thermopylae was taken.
You won't believe what we did when the Indus River Valley civilization fell.
I remember my uncle. He had this crazy idea to take plants and put them in a row. Okay.
Agriculture.
Revolution. Alright, okay. Well, okay, but you've got to let me have a closer look at you, too. He dropped his pants and let his little erection flop out. You can touch it if you want, said Charlie Brown, a sentence I never thought I'd utter. Sally seemed not to hear this, but reached out and put her hands around his cock and looked at it as though she was inspecting a fruit at the market.
Or,
oh, damn it.
It's rough, man. It's real rough. Not smooth like that glass ass.
Oh my God.
Glass ass. That's surprised. My new wrestling nickname.
Don't look up glass ass.
Now I gotta look up glass
no,
ass.
No, we talked
We've
about
had
this
conversation no, before.
Steve, that would be your gay porn name. You'd be starring with me, Girth
Oh,
Brooks.
Right. One
Girth
man.
Brooks.
One man, one jar. Don't look up glass ass.
Yeah.
Did you know that the country of Hungary's porn name is Gary Hung?
That nice try.
Like you tried.
Yeah.
Good. Shut up,
David. You know what?
I'm on antibiotics.
Hold on
really
a second.
Mess with me.
Hand me a magnet, Logan, dear. We're still going to put this up on the fridge because I'm proud of you, even if it's terrible.
Yeah. Okay. But please finish your reading because I have to read at some point.
Yes.
Please keep talking. I will do anything in my power not to have to read this next
Are you working episode. Tonight, Logan?
Yes, I am working tonight.
Okay.
All right, I'll hurry. Then she surprised him by putting her soft lips around the head. Charlie Brown smiled as his little sister started to suck on his little boner, toying with his little balls with one hand. God, I wish it was that easy. Wow, sis, he said. That feels great. Where'd you learn that? Sorry, I mispronounced that. She responded, his cock completely inside her hot little mouth. Linus, Charlie Brown shouted. Linus showed you this? He was stunned. He and Linus had talked about sex before, but he didn't realize that Linus was active. That is, with his sister. Wow. He felt his little balls pull up against the base of his prick as his cum began its journey into the little shaft to explode into his sister's mouth. I need to rethink my life. Pull it out, sis, he told her. Just check me off and hold the end up to your open mouth. She pulled it out just in time for him to see the first of four little boy spurts fire into Sally's mouth. She swallowed, letting him see his semen slither down her throat. I guess he has x-ray vision. The next three shots hit the roof of her mouth and followed the first shot into her belly. When he was done, he put his prick back between her hot lips and milked the last few drops from him. You give good head, sis. He felt the compliment was in order since he might want another blowjob from her sometime.
He went on Yelp and then reviewed his sister.
4 out of 5 stars.
4 out of 5 stars. Too much teeth.
Try the steak.
Okay, big brother. Now it's your turn, she told him. Lie down and I'll sit on your face and pee in your mouth.
What? No, that is not.
To quote the best quote I've heard when I did sex ed in school is, I know that we have sex with a girl, you pee on her, but where do you pee?
No, you have to pee inside her.
Oh, yuck, he said. No way. That's what Linus does, and you have to do it to her. I'll never suck you again.
Next up is Logan being refereed by me, followed by Logan being refereed by me.
I don't care if I didn't fuck up, I'm drinking.
You did a good job. You did fuck up twice, though.
Rats, that's okay. He thought, my little sister's a blackmailer. Oh well, if Linus can take it, so can I. He lay down on the bathroom floor, and Sally squatted on his face, placing a little hairless pussy right over his mouth. Open wide, here it comes, she warned him. Just in time, Charlie Brown opened his mouth, and a strong stream of golden pee from his little sister's cunt hit his tongue.
I never ever want to think about sex again now, thanks.
You're welcome. At first, the strong taste bothered him, but after the first swallow, it was tasted pretty good to him.
Why do I drink pee? It's sterile and I like the taste.
He had a full bladder, and a piss seemed never to stop. The golden flow filled and refilled his mouth as he struggled to keep up. Finally, it stopped, and he heaved a sigh of relief as he could catch his breath again. Lick me clean, big brother.
No.
She sure is bossy, thought Charlie Brown as he extended his tongue and licked Sally's little pussy from end to end and back again, finding here and there a drop of pee that clung to her soft skin. Her twat began to taste good to him, and he kept licking her, letting his tongue slip slightly more inside of her at every pass. Finally, He thrust his whole tongue into her pussy, licking the inner walls of her little tube.
Wait, which tube? Because there's two in there.
Oh, it's all of them, man. Gotta get up all in all those tubes.
One of them you can't really get your tongue in.
Well, they obviously didn't try hard enough.
You're not trying hard enough.
That is loser talk.
It was very wet, and there seemed to be some sort of liquid coming from it that didn't taste like piss. Well, then what's the fucking point?
It was jam. Raspberry jam. His sister was a donut.
Only one man dares gives me the raspberry.
Let's be honest.
Lone Star.
He liked it and kept licking as the little girl squirmed all around, rubbing her pussy around his face. He had trouble keeping his tongue inside of her. She moved around so much. Finally, she cried out and fell forward on top of him, putting her mouth back over his half-hard cock. She sucked and nearly bit his slowly rising boner as she filled his unsuspecting mouth with her juices.
This is so wrong on many levels.
As her orgasm died down, he managed to fire two rather weak shots of his sperm into her little mouth.
Bang, bang.
That was great, sis, he panted, licking her cum from his lips. We'll have to do this again.
Never.
Yeah, she agreed, gasping for air. Yeah. They were dripping wet, having laid in the bath water that Sally had run onto the floor, but they didn't care.
But we
better
don't.
Get that mop. Sally, I'll help you clean up here. Guess we both need a bath now.
Okay, we're on page
plus
five now, and I hate this.
This is your fault.
This is Sean's fault.
This is my fault.
This is your fault.
Are you looking at me or Sean?
This is also your fault, Steve-O, because you're
this is your fault.
Stop saying that. You're not a fortune cookie.
This is your fault.
Lucy watched her little brother as he sat on the floor, his thumb in his mouth and rubbing that stupid blanket against his cheek. Suddenly, from out of nowhere, Snoopy flew by Linus, grabbed the blanket out of his hand, and scampered away with it. Lucy roared with laughter as her little brother tumbled around on the floor. She fell backwards, just backward, no S, and rolled on the floor, holding her stomach, her skinny legs up in the air, her little white panties clearly visible to the approaching Snoopy.
This author has a panty fetish. You know, the least objectionable so far, I think.
I mean, it seems more like they have a piss fetish and possibly
I said the least objectionable, not the only one.
The dog eyed the crotch in front of him, dropping the blanket and sniffed. Whoa, he thought. Pussy smell! He stuck his wet nose deeper into her crotch, poking into the little slit beneath the panties. Lucy, suddenly aware that something was happening between her legs, looked down her body to see Snoopy's head there.
Yuck! Dog lips! She cried. I'm being touched by dog lips!
But it felt kind of good.
No!
So she did.
No! Can we not?
Snoopy continued his exploration of her crotch, but was unable to get past the underpants. Lucy reached down and pulled her panties to one side, exposing her slit to the little dog.
You said it couldn't get past the panties. I'm imagining the panties have like a moat and a fort wall around it.
No, it's just one of Snoopy's imaginary things, like when he thinks he's flying the doghouse. That's his version of it.
Yep.
I miss my moat.
You realize he doesn't think he's flying the doghouse. He really flies that doghouse.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah, as established in the Red Baron game for the Xbox 360.
Also a good pizza.
Dead too.
It's an okay pizza.
It's one of the
choke on your lies.
I'm dying.
I mean, it's no Elio's, a.k.a. the single divorced dad of pizzas.
Choke on your lies.
You okay there, buddy?
Post-nasal drip.
Snoopy immediately extended his long tongue and gave her pussy a long, slurping lick.
Gross.
Lucy almost fainted. It felt so good. She pushed him aside and quickly pulled her panties
completely.
Completely off.
There's a left-hand writing.
The dog attacked her twat with his tongue.
I think you're calling the dogs.
Laza! Chris is here!
Laza! Not caring where it went, he was quite hot already. His little red prick already poking out of its sheath.
Again?
Lucy's pussy was leaking juices that Snoopy lapped up greedily as his tongue penetrated the hole.
Oh yeah, your pussy's leaking juices there. You might want to go get a wrench and tighten up that sieve.
Oh, you might need to stick a cock in there to seal up that hole. He licked the crack of her ass, grazing the puckered little anus that tasted very good to him.
Stop using pucker! I can't drink sour apple pucker ever again!
Good. That stuff's not very good.
As he dies a little more.
He tried to mount the little girl, but in her position, he was unable to get his little dog cock into her vagina. Then he saw her open mouth. Oh, God. No. He jumped on top of her little body and shoved his dick toward the hole. When Lucy felt his prick in her mouth, she instinctively closed her lips over it and let the dog fuck it. She tasted the saltiness of his cum already squirting from the little dick. She sucked and sucked, unable to get enough of the tasty substance coming from his cock. She put her hand in her crotch and jammed a finger in her pussy. It was dripping wet, partly from dog saliva, partly from her own cum. She needed him in there. Snoopy! She managed to pull her mouth off his prick and blurt out, "Fuck my pussy! My pussy, not my mouth!" I think I'm turning into Muppet Val.
Hey, Puppet Pal Logan, do you know what day it is?
No, what day is it?
Bonk day! Bonk!
Let's see, how did Muppet Val go?
She flew out the window.
She pushed the dog off her and rolled over onto her hands and knees and stuck her ass high into the air. Snoopy, not a stupid dog, got the message immediately and jumped onto Lucy's back, aiming his erection at her cunt. She reached back with her hand and guided his little cock into her pussy. It slipped in easily, and the dog began to hump her wildly.
I'm Logan, and I'm an anthropomorphic airplane.
It's time for me to say goodbye, kids. Goodbye forever.
Bye, Muppet Val.
Bye, Muppet Val.
Goodbye, airplane.
Goodbye, Twin Tower.
Next up is Sean being refereed by me.
Oh boy, this fucking off to a great start. She felt her little cherry pop
pushed past it. I'm not happy about so many things.
And then she felt the spurts of his semen shoot into her immature uterus.
God damn it.
It felt so good to have this hot dog cock moving in and out of her no longer virginal cunt.
Now I can't eat hot dogs either.
You didn't eat hot dogs before.
His little ball slapping against her hairless pubis. She oohed and awed as she felt herself coming against his wild thrust into her little body. His little prick had suddenly gotten very large inside her canal and felt very tight. She was having a continuous orgasm as his ball slapped her little clitty, giving her thrill after thrill.
My little clitty!
She finally collapsed onto her stomach, the prick still inside her pussy. Snoopy, unable to retract it, he too collapsed onto his haunches, his cock locked inside her twat.
They need to do the fucking, the Oblivion, the lockpicking style mini game to get the dick out of there.
Damn, broken lockpick. Gotta find another one.
900 lockpicks later.
It's a master lockpick.
And licked his own shaft, his balls, and her pussy, giving her still further little girl orgasms. Linus came over to get his blanket and saw his sister and Snoopy locked together, lying on the floor panting.
Gary Busey approved.
He pulled down his pants and sat down in front of Lucy. Lucy, he said, suck my cock.
Wow, that was quick.
Like what the fuck? No foreplay? Fuck.
Nope.
No, it's five play.
Because that's how old they are.
Yeah,
said Lucy.
Oh, no. The story's thinking.
I'm not going to suck my own brother's cock.
As opposed to a dog. Okay.
Yeah.
Shit.
At least I know where the dog's been.
I know where the dog's been. Inside Lucy.
Currently stuck there. Help! I'm stuck. Get some butter.
Help! Help! Help!
God,
help!
God.
Then I'll tell everyone that you've been fucking Snoopy.
She pulled his little boner into her mouth and sucked him quickly to climax. His boy cum splashed into her mouth, and although she actually thought it was rather nice tasting, she made a pretense to be gagging on it. There wasn't much cum, but enough to make Linus happy and give Lucy a good idea of what he tasted like. She finished her blowjob and let his prick slip from between her lips.
"There," she said. "Are you happy now?"
"I'm never going to be happy again thanks to this story."
"I sure am, sis," he answered. "You give nice head, and I'll be wanting more later. Maybe you're pussy and asshole, too."
The whole package. Hooray!
Nobody else is ever going to say hooray about this.
He pulled on his pants, picked up his blanket, and wandered off to his room to ponder the experience. Snoopy had finally managed to pull his cock from Lucy's little cunt and was licking the residue of dog cum and pussy juice from her crotch. She was enjoying the licking when she realized that it was almost time for her parents to come home. She pushed Snoopy away and pulled on her underpants.
"Maybe the other boys don't like me, but I'll always have a lover now," she thought.
Next up is David.
Here's the thing that pisses me off.
No, go ahead.
Yes. It's not even within character for Lucy. Everybody else is within character. Linus, fucking, he has to jerk off all the time. That's why he has the goddamn blanket with him. He has to mop it up. Lucy hates dog, like, dog germs. What the hell?
Next up is
it's
David.
Fan fiction. What do you expect?
Yeah, that's what the fiction part is, David.
It to be within character.
You're being
discussing referee. Medical things with my wife. Stand by.
Okay. Da, 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 da,
all right, page 8, right?
7.
7.
Page 20.
Okay, here we go. Linus and Charlie Brown walked around the Christmas tree lot looking for that perfect tree. There were lots of beautiful, perfectly shaped trees on this lot, but they were all too expensive. They only had $3.30, and what kind of tree could you get with that? They were at the far end of the lot where the tree trees were, and no one else was around when Linus asked Charlie Brown what seemed to him to be a very strange question.
"Have you ever fucked a girl, Charlie Brown?"
No, he answered. He knew that Linus had drunk Sally's pee, but he didn't know that he might have fucked her too. "Have you?"
"Well, sort of," said Linus.
They walked a little further until they came to the fence at the end of the lot. There, standing all alone in the corner, stood the smallest, ugliest, most misshapen tree either one of them had ever seen. Price tag said $3.
"It's perfect," exclaimed Charlie Brown. "I take it."
"Thanks, Arnold."
"No problem."
Linus looked at his friend as though he was crazy, but he was used to Charlie Brown's odd behavior, so he let it slide and said nothing. Charlie Brown picked up that tree, knocking loose several needles in the process, and carried it to the check stand. He laid his money on the counter, got his change, and they left, carrying the sad little tree.
My pants are a sad little tree right now.
Well, give it some time, and they'll bloom into that majestic redwood you've always had.
Yay, I like trees.
That was a penis joke, yes. What is your question, Zach?
So they said that they didn't want the trees because they were $3.50 because they didn't have enough, so they found a tree that was $3. What did they give them that it was $3 that they had change? The only thing they could have given them is a five or more, so clearly they had the fucking money. The story doesn't make sense.
That is a drink for you because you're pointing out flawed logic and plot holes.
This takes place in 1940 when they had the mysterious 68-cent piece. Those are good. Those are good bowls.
That still doesn't help.
All right. Let's try it. When they got to Charlie Brown's house, they took the tree inside, set it in a stand, hung a few lights and some tinsel on it, a few ornaments, and a star. Then they stood back to admire it. It was rather pretty, actually, in an odd sort of way. Linus had counted the remaining pine needles, 47 in all.
"He inadvertently knocked off two while counting."
They smiled at their work, and Linus returned to the subject of the conversation he had begun at the tree lot.
"About girls, Charlie Brown," he began. "How many have you ever seen naked? Not counting sisters." "Rats," thought Charlie Brown. "He knows about me and my sister. About three, I think," he lied.
Sorry, I had to say that as Arnold. He lied.
Is that all? Said Linus incredulously. All? How many have you seen? Well, not counting Lutzi.
His tone of voice wasn't bragging.
Eight.
Next up is Val being refereed by... Shit, he's not here.
Bye forever, Logan.
I was going to say Val being refereed by Val, but Val being refereed by Sean.
Sorry, I'm Logan.
Ha.
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 Who?
Peppermint Patty and Marcy. They're lesbians, you know. Sally and five girls from school.
John Brown couldn't believe it. Linus was telling him that he had seen Charlie Brown's sister naked, but he really wanted to know about the girls from school.
Which girls from school?
He asked, ignoring for the moment his sister's name. Linus named four girls from their school, but he refused to name the fifth one.
I can't tell you her name, but she's the prettiest of the lot.
Did you do anything with any of them?
Asked Charlie, getting quite interested. I don't know why I gave them these voices.
Teen Girl Squad, go all the way.
Or just stick with Muppet Val.
All of them, answered Linus. Charlie Brown scratched his head. His curiosity really aroused now. What did you do? Well, we're Peppermint Patty and Marcy, began Linus. I did about everything there is to do.
We even got a fixed rate mortgage.
I found them kissing and feeling each other in Peppermint Patty's bedroom when I was taking some books over to her house one day. I told them that I'd tell everybody if they didn't let me join them. As soon as I got my pins down, Peppermint Patty starts to suck my cock, and she tells Marcy to eat my asshole.
It's a rusty trombone. Wah, wah.
I get it.
Oh.
After all of that, we got laid down together. My prick still in the mouth, and I told Marcy to sit on my face.
Weird.
She really has a great tasting pussy. I licked her. Little twat, and she came a lot, and just as I came into Peppermint Patty's mouth, she showered my mouth with a little girl cum.
You know, here's the thing. This is sort of as bad as fucking, is it Banging at Bayside? But it's a shorter story, so I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm not okay with anything else in it, but I'm okay.
You're just okay.
Yes, I'm not OCAD. OCAD's not a thing anymore.
Well, I'm okay. I'm not okay by My Chemical Romance. Boom. Got him.
Swish.
That is good. Where was,
Then Peppermint Patty with her mouth full of my cum stands up and kisses Marcy on the mouth, letting most of my cum drawl into Marcy's mouth. The two girls kissed each other and rolled out on the floor and began to lick and suck each other's pussies and assholes. I got her all over again and just watching these two horny girls. With the two girls going 69 on the floor, I saw my opportunity. Marcy's ass was stuck up in the air with her little, her pink little anus totally exposed. I knelt behind her, right over Peppermint Patty's face, and poked my little boner at her asshole.
Considering their age, have they even had sex ed?
Probably, but it all probably just sounded like some trumpet.
Yeah.
That's also, the most erotic trumpet ever.
Also, bite the pillow. I'm going in dry.
Ha ha.
Yeah.
It wouldn't go in, so I bent over and licked the little kid's pucker, and it was good and juicy.
Ugh. I hope they wash first.
No.
No.
And this is after Chipotle.
Oh no.
Then I tried again and my cock slowly slipped into Marcy's lubricated anus.
Oh my god! After Chipotle. It's like trying to put your mouth around an air mattress inflator.
Oh no.
Oh no.
She let out a yelp as she felt me opening her sphincter and push my cup into her rectum. But she returned to sucking on Peppermint Patty's pussy. Shut up, phone. I humped little Marcy's bunghole until I felt I was about to come again.
Bunghole?
Please stop. I need some TP for my bunghole.
Charlie Brown. Yes.
They scored.
I pulled my dick out of her and ran around to the front of her and poked my dick at her lips.
Oh, no. Don't go ass to mouth. Please. Don't do that.
Man, it's okay to go ass to mouth in the heat of the moment.
Thanks, Clerks 2. You were a mediocre movie.
You're welcome. I see, you weren't back there to hear that was a Clerks 2 reference, babe.
I have no desire to go ass to mouth, so you're good.
Good. You should always ask first.
I assume you were saying something dumb for the show.
No, I never say anything dumb for the show. Why is everyone always laugh when I say that?
Funny. It's funny joke. Like,
she opened her mouth and I shed another load of semen into it. Then I gave my prick to Pepper and Patty to finish off.
Next up is...
I'm done!
I know, I'm saying next up is me being...
Steve, I'm done!
I'm coming!
Steve O'Bell is
I'm
done.
I'm coming!
Well, said Charlie Brown, feeling his own little dick getting hard. What happened next? I knew I wouldn't
be... Why is Transylvania now the accent?
I knew I wouldn't be able to come again, continued Linus. So I just lay there on the floor, resting Peppermint Patty lying next to me. Suddenly, Marcy got up and straddles both of us, her legs wide apart, her little... I'm in David's boat today, I don't want to say this word.
A little Pueblo.
Her little Chipotle shop.
No!
Makes it way worse!
Her little cut way open. Then she started to pee all over us. Ugh.
Well.
I didn't know what to do.
Warn your partner before doing that.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's something you need to discuss before.
Warn your partner, and if you're considerate, don't eat asparagus. But Peppermint Patty opened up her mouth and started to drink Marcy's piss, at least as much
peeing
as she could catch.
In someone's mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Well, then so did I. After she finished, she sat down on Peppermint Patty's face to get wiped off by her tongue. These words will come back to haunt me. Then she laid down on the other side of me, and Peppermint Patty got up, and then she pissed all over Marcy and me. This was getting to be fun!
R. Kelly is fun.
The story is written by R. Kelly.
He pisses on the little girls, not gets pissed on by little girls.
Oh, I'm sure he does.
Yes.
When she finished, she lowered her hairless twat to me.
Vinty twat.
And lets me lick her clean. She actually tasted pretty good. Then she laid down next to Marcy and then told me to piss on them. You can't make fun of this story. It's just so straight-laced about being terrible. There's just nothing fun. This sucks.
No, you just said that you were okay with this story.
No, I said I said there was a part of it that was least objectionable to me. There's always a part of stuff that is least objectionable.
I could lighten it up with a joke.
Sure.
Please do.
I'm a fan of what mechanics wear overall.
I got up, held my dick in my hand, and let go a shower of piss all over their pussies, their little tits, their faces, hair, and in their mouths. I hate life. Then they...
That is everything. They got all the points.
Then they took turns licking my cock clean of piss. It was pretty good fun. And that's how I met your mother.
No.
Charlie Brown couldn't believe his ears. His friend had been doing the same thing he, himself, had been doing, only with more girls. Wow, Linus, said Charlie Brown. You've done it all, haven't you? Yeah, pretty much, said Linus. Everything except one thing.
Wow, like...
No rolling blackouts or rolling brownouts. None of it, please, no.
What's that? Asked Charlie Brown. Rolling brownouts.
No. No. It in doesn't, advance, it, no.
It doesn't actually say that, Dave.
Okay, good. No.
Suck cock, blurted out Linus before he had thought better about it.
You've got to suck your bro's cock. It's called a bro job. It's not gay, it's bro job.
You read a whole story about that. It was Pokemon gym leaders, too.
But Flannery is a Pokemon gym leader, and she's hot.
Yeah, but it wasn't Flannery. No. It was Surge, and who the fuck else was it?
Look, I don't remember it, so it didn't happen. It was just Flannery all the time.
Flannery sucking another Flannery's cock.
Yes, Flannery has a cock in this story, too, yes.
Okay. Do you want me... Oh, right. Started Charlie Brown, but then couldn't finish. Do you want me to suck yours? Asked Linus.
Don't you want me, baby?
Won't you suck my cock?
Cock! Won't you suck me, baby?
You're hard like a rock.
Ooh, good, Steve. Good. Keep it going.
No, I'm done. I have other stuff to read.
By the way, if you haven't tried it, I've made my drink tonight is a kamikaze. It is vodka triple sec and lime juice, and it's fucking delicious.
Nice.
It is some good.
Kamikaze is pretty good. You're my best friend. Sure.
I mean, I guess I do want to suck my best friend too, but that's
in another life, Dave.
He doesn't know about that, and I don't want to tell him about that.
I literally just said in another life, Dave.
You are, babe. I'm making a joke that makes me seem like I'm gay for Steve, though, so it's that's what's going on. I will totally be gay for you.
I like how Dave makes a joke about the fact that we could be gay together, and yet the internet's probably already writing fan fiction about it.
Look, they already have, dude. They already have.
No, they wrote about you and Watermelon Coon.
No, they wrote about. Dude, what about the fucking Watermelon?
Oh, the fucking Tootsie Pop shot on my forehead forever. Yeah.
Yeah, that was written about us, Steve. That was our thing.
Yeah.
That also featured some of the most blatantly racist ridiculousness we've ever read.
Did it?
Yeah. Remember, it was talking about the lips?
I guess. I don't remember.
I'll find it again and send it to you, and you'll be like, oh, yeah. That was the thing.
Wasn't that wrote by Less Ashamed of Self?
It was.
Yes. Yeah.
But apparently, since it didn't matter to you, it was just a bunch of Flannery sucking each other off.
Yeah, that's what happens in every fanfic. Post Flannery porn, please.
Sure, if you want to, said Charlie Brown. His prick hard as a rock now. Linus got onto his knees in front of Charlie Brown and pulled down Charlie Brown's pants. Charlie Brown. I'm drinking. His hot fuck. These words.
You can do it, Steve. I'm believing you.
His hard little boy prick fell out.
It's not even a hard tongue twister.
It's not. It's just I don't like that sequence. I don't like what it's implying. I don't like any of this. And Linus began to suck hard on it. His lips pulling on the tender skin stimulated Charlie Brown to his toes. Linus put his hand between Charlie Brown's legs, and fingered his little brown ass pucker.
Gross.
Charlie Brown had never thought about his asshole as a sexual area, but Linus's finger there felt great. Next up is Zach being refereed by Val. I'm going to go throw up a little.
Do it. Throw up in your mouth.
Just a little palate washer with a joke. If you guys know a stripper who's pregnant and we time it right, I can pretty much steal a baby from Candy.
No. That's terrible.
I like it.
Okay. All right. Suddenly, Linus pushed his finger into Charlie Brown. This would be, of course, this is when you get home. I'm doing the thing. Go away. Sorry. Don't listen to me. Okay, sorry. Suddenly, Linus pushed his finger into Charlie Brown's asshole, and Charlie Brown sucked in his breath at this new feeling. Linus worked the finger in and out, twisted it around, giving Charlie Brown sensations he had never felt before. He blew a load of semen into his friend's sucking mouth, coating the inside of Linus' cheek with a layer of cum. Linus kept sucking his cock until every drop of cum came out. Was out of it. Damn it. Sorry, my foot cramped.
It was that good, huh?
That good. Ow. Well, said Charlie Brown, now you've done it all, including sucking a cock. Don't tell anyone, okay? Said Linus. I wouldn't want my slut sister to find out. Don't worry, friend. I won't tell. But tell me just one thing before you have to go, said Charlie Brown. Is one of the girls at school the redhead girl? That wasn't even close. One sec. Is one of the girls from school the red-haired girl? No. Charlie Brown heaved a sigh of relief. I tried to get her, continued Linus, but she said she was saving herself for you. Charlie Brown fainted dead away. That sentence doesn't make sense.
Yes, he died.
That sentence doesn't make sense. Anyway, Schroeder was concentrating on playing Christmas carols on the piano, but he didn't pay attention. He didn't pay attention to what Lucy was doing. He knew she was crazy about him, but he didn't have time for such frivolity. He had music. Suddenly, he felt a stirring between his legs and looked down to see a pair of hands trying to undo the zipper on his pants. God damn it, they're getting right to it. Lucy! He cried when he saw her face between his legs under the piano. Cool. What are you doing? Lucy shushed him. Shh, just keep playing. I'll help you improve your music. Okay, I know I have to drink again, but that piano is way too low for her to fit under that. Okay, sorry. He returned to playing Hark the Herald Angels Sing as Lucy got his zipper undone and reached her hand inside to pull out his little boy cock.
Again, with the little boy cock.
Why is it hyphenated?
What?
She...
No, thank you. I'm good.
Talking about a different kind of pickle. She pulled his penis out through the opening in his pants and slipped her lips over the head. Schroeder hit a couple of wrong notes, and his eyes widened as he felt the moist warmth of Lucy's mouth on the head of his cock. It got very hard, something he hadn't experienced before, and he would have thought there was something wrong, except it felt so good.
No, it didn't. None of this felt good.
Shut up. Leave the room.
No!
No.
He has to run the show. He can't.
Not you. She took more of his prick into her mouth and started to suck it and squeeze it with her lips, her tongue, and her cheeks. She undid his belt and pulled his pants down as far as she could get them with him sitting at the piano bench. She then reached into his crotch and squeezed his little testicles, all the while sucking his little cock deep in her mouth. She kept squeezing his balls as she sucked the little cockhead into her throat, and Schroeder thought he would faint from the pleasure he was experiencing. Thank you, Christ!
Next up is Sean being refereed by me. Yay!
All the other kids were singing the carol and didn't notice that Schroeder was bouncing up and down on the piano bench as he pumped several spurts of his cum into Lucy's sucking mouth. She sucked and sucked on his little prick until no more semen came from it and began to grow.
Excuse me, Mr. Al, how many sucks does it take to get to the center of a Charlie cock?
Let's find out.
Two!
One.
I usually get impatient and bite it.
No!
Ah! Oh, Sean, dark humor, well done.
Although I did lay it up for that.
And it began to grow three sizes that day. Began to grow soft inside her mouth. She let it slip from between her lips and smiled broadly at Schroeder, panting heavily as he tried to finish the carol. She crawled out from under the piano and, licking a small streak of cum from the corner of her mouth, looked around the room at the other kids. Marcy was holding Peppermint Patty's hand and looking up at her in apparent admiration. They were both singing, but it was obvious that Peppermint Patty didn't know the words.
Oh, Canada, something like poutine.
Land. We have the on the other side of Marcy stood Pigpen, a small cloud of dust swirling about his feet. He was looking intently at Charlie Brown's little sister. He had a real crush on her, and most of the time, she wouldn't give him the time of day. But it was Christmas and time to be nice. So Sally walked over to him and took his hand as they sang the last chorus. He blushed, probably from head to foot, and he kind of crossed his legs trying to hide his erection. Sally had already noticed it, though, and knew right then what she would be doing when the party ended.
Going home and getting on Bitcoin.
What? Why specifically Bitcoin? I don't think these kids are fiscally responsible.
And it's the 50s.
Yeah, that too. The 50s. Charles Schulz, man.
She felt her panties slowly getting wet.
He sure needs a bath, she thought. Maybe I can give him one.
No! I got that in double, both from my headphones.
Hey, Val, I don't know if you can tell, but I don't like this story. No way.
Maybe I can give him one. And pee, maybe.
She got even wetter at that thought, probably because she pissed herself. Snoopy was wearing his Red Baron costume, and Lucy noticed that when he stood up and saw his little red dick came out of its sheath.
Shing.
She won.
It has one of those, like, samurai sun glints on it.
Yeah, that's what came to my mind. She wanted to go play with it right there. But the other kids just wouldn't understand a little girl getting hot for a dog.
Yeah, I don't think any of us here understand that either.
Yeah, I don't understand it either, honestly.
Woodstock was standing next to Snoopy, surrounded by several of his friends. They all looked very confused, as is everyone here listening to this show. Finally, there were his
Creavers.
Yes.
Finally, there were her stupid brother and his even stupider friend. They stood there looking stupid and singing off key, probably.
Stupid head.
The carol ended and everyone applauded and cheered. Then Lucy noticed the tree. She couldn't believe her eyes. Only Charlie Brown would get a stupid looking tree like that.
What a fucking asshole, right?
Wow, okay.
Charlie Brown! You blockhead!
Charlie Brown?
Charlie Brown!
Coming to a theater near you.
Shouted Lucy. What kind of stupid tree is that? She pointed at the sparsely needled tree in the center of the room.
That's the stupidest looking tree I've ever seen! Ha ha ha!
Thanks, Titus. Thank we can you. Always count on you.
Linus felt bad for his friend and walked up behind his sister, shoved his thumb deep into the crack of her ass, and whispered,
Sis, quit picking on Charlie Brown alone, or I'll tell everybody about you and Snoopy. Anyway, he feels bad enough, and besides, I helped him pick out that tree. We felt sorry for it.
Next up is David being refereed by Sean.
We felt so fine.
We're up all night to get lucky, Dave.
We're up all night because we can't sleep after reading this story because we close our eyes and see nothing but just Satan.
I stared into the abyss and stared back.
Pissing as far as the eye can see.
Never drink lemonade again. And I'm at a fair.
All right, so get this, guys. Lucy actually liked her brother's goosing.
What?
But didn't want the other kids to know that she had let Snoopy fuck her.
Wait, goosing isn't like fucking a goose?
Yes, sure.
Honk, honk.
Honk, honk. She turned around to face Linus and smiled at him, whispering,
Okay, little brother, I'll drop it.
No, said Linus. Apologize.
What?
She merely shouted, Apologize. Lucy turned to Charlie Brown and looked at him. He looked pathetic. She dredged up every ounce of her courage and said,
I'm sorry, Johnny Brown. I think it's a nice tree.
Browned out.
Oh, God. He looked at her skeptically. She was smiling at him. Looking past her, he saw Linus wink at him. Wink. And gestured towards Lucy with his head. Wink, wink. Charlie Brown got his courage up and said,
Thanks, Lucy. You're really not... Thanks, Lucy. You're really not...
What?
Come on. I believe in you.
Thanks, Lucy. You're really a lot nicer person than I gave you credit for being. And
he leaned into her and whispered,
You've got a nice little ass, too.
Whisper it.
Oh. You're crazy. What are they?
You've got a nice little ass, too.
There's your AMSR to fall asleep to, guys. Just that on repeat. Lucy was surprised to hear such talk from him. She glanced at his pants and saw the bulge in his crotch.
I'll take care of you later, Charlie Brown.
She winked at him. Charlie Brown smiled. He was pretty proud of himself, but still a little unhappy that the little red-haired girl wasn't at the party. He
loved her so much. What, you mean Flannery?
Yes, Flannery.
I can dig it.
More Flannery porn, please.
It's been there.
I know. I'm going through it. It's great. Keep up the good work.
You're doing God's work, chat.
You're doing God's work, chat. Keep it up. Where were we?
He longed.
Yeah, he longed for her so much, but at least fucking Lucy would make him forget about her for a while. Ow. Linus took little Sally by the hand and led her to the middle of the room where he told the story.
Neverland.
Where he told the story of Christmas and explained how the lowliest of trees was the most precious of all. Therefore, the tree that Charlie Brown had picked out was in the best spirit of Christmas. They shall be grateful to him for helping make them aware of it. And now, it's time for the big surprise for you, Charlie Brown, said Linus in his best announcer's voice. Oh, wait, sorry. And now, it's time for the big surprise for you, Charlie Brown, said Linus in his best announcer's voice.
Huh?
Charlie Brown looked at Linus incredulously. Charlie Brown, because you have made everybody so aware of the true meaning of Christmas, we have all helped bring you the rarest present of all. And with that, Lucy came in leading behind her
the little redhead girl. Charlie Sprout hard leapt into his throat at the sight of the beautiful child. She was naked except for a strategically placed red ribbon which covered our bare pueblo.
That's weird. Are they like eight?
Yeah, they are. Good call.
His cockney jumped out of never his realized.
Pants. His cockney jumped out of his pants as she approached him and said,
"Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown. Take me. I'm yours. Take off the ribbon."
Really like your peaches. Want to shake your tree, Charlie Brown?
There's nothing more that I want to do than get on the floor and dance with you. Keep dancing. Just keep dancing. Yeah, shake a groove thing. Shake a groove thing, baby. Show them how we do it now.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Okay, next up is Val being refereed by Sean. Unless, Sean, you want me to take over.
Unless, Sean, what now?
Unless you want me to take over refing.
No, I can do it.
Okay. Are we Shawnee now?
His heart beat wildly as he reached for the red ribbon wrapped around her slender hips. Her little pink nipples were hard and pointed straight out from her otherwise flat chest. Doing! Her red hair framed her face as she stood smiling at him. With shaking hands, he pulled on the ribbon and it came loose, revealing the most beautiful little bear pussy Charlie Brown had ever seen. Not that he's seen any. Its puffy little unformed lips ran along the length of the slit that held her maidenhead, her cherry, her virginity. At the top of the slit could be seen the beginnings of a tiny clitoris. The whole thing was set in the softest, smoothest mound covered with a short growth of fuzz, like the skin of a peach. I feel dirty just reading this.
Yeah, also never eating peaches ever again.
You're going to starve to death by the end of this.
Yeah.
Georgia's finest.
Aha! Uh-huh. Are you saying there are a lot of pedophiles in Georgia?
No, peaches!
No.
Charlie Brown could restrain himself no longer. He jabbed his tongue at the little clit and licked the length of the slit as the little girl opened her legs to give him access. He pushed his tongue into her little vagina. Stop saying that! Oh!
No.
Feeling the inner folds of skin warm and soft, caressing his probing tongue. She leaned over him and whispered, "Fuck me, Charlie Brown."
Not sexy enough.
God damn it, in my mind, she leaned over and whispered,
okay.
"Happy Father's Day,
Charlie Brown."
Yes, exactly.
Do it one more time, Dave.
But what are you doing? It wasn't
so
Dave.
Good. Do it again, Charlie Brown.
I default to thinking David did everything. Even when Val does stuff, I think David did it.
That's right, I'm your real wife. Let me put that dick inside you.
So whenever we're in bed, you're actually
thinking... Here comes Big Boy, back the pillow!
I can't believe it. So each time we're in bed, you think that it's David and not me?
I don't think.
Apparently.
I know.
Aww.
Is it real or just a dream? It's neither things and make it seem twilight.
I'm just really happy to be here, guys.
Yes, we're happy to have you.
He didn't care that the other kids were all watching in amazement as he ripped off his shirt. Rip! And pants, and then those little boy dicks.
Charlie Brown was, in fact, Hulk Hogan.
Oh, yeah!
That's Macho Man Randy Savage. He died
first. Oh, sorry, brother. What are you gonna do when this boy dick runs wild on you?
Fucking hell.
He died for our sins on the day the world was supposed to end. He just got a ring. He's like, "What's up, pestilence? Step into a Slim Jim."
He's just like,
Lucy almost laughed when she saw it, but a look from Linus stopped her. The red-haired girl knelt in front of him and pulled a sprig into her beautiful little hot mouth. He would have let her have his cum in her mouth. It felt so incredibly delicious. No, it doesn't. But he wanted her to be his first fuck ever. They laid down
a little
on the
late
floor
for that.
Together. Yeah, I know, right?
Because Webster's Dictionary defines sex as oral, vaginal, or anal.
Mm-hmm.
And I was saying we weren't.
They laid down on the floor together, the other kids looking on, some of them slowly tuning out because of getting into their own activities.
Huh.
So it's just too boring for them. It's just like,
Yeah, let's go play kickball.
It's too vanilla.
I'm just going to go look at the
smartphones have been invented yet?
No.
It's the 50s.
No, it was the 50s. They just had rocks that they chucked at each other. Unprotected animals.
Hey!
Let's go accuse people of being communists.
Why do people have such nostalgia for the 50s? We still have milkshakes and racism.
Yeah, exactly. And they're actually more prevalent nowadays.
Milkshakes and racism.
I don't get it.
Both.
All right.
You have a real one. You just get the cup, put it in the machine, there's a milkshake.
Yeah. Go to McDonald's, fucking ask for McFlurry, then blend it at home. Milkshake.
Ta-da! Charlie Brown lined up his cock with the little girl's cunt and pushed forward. He missed.
Wait, does it actually say that?
Yes! Yes. He missed!
He missed?
That is the entire sentence.
Alright.
Wrong hole.
Lucy almost laughed again, but looked at her brother and choked it back. The red-haired girl calmly reached down, took his erection in her little hand. Stop saying little.
Little baby hands.
At the exact entrance to her pussy hole.
Pussy hole. Now, Charlie Brown, push!
He pushed down into the little girl, and lo and behold, the tip of his dick slipped past her little pussy lips and into the hole.
I'm in!
He said proudly.
No!
Hacker voice. Stand in hacker voice.
No, you have to say it like Solid Snake.
No, hacker voice.
Solid Snake.
Hacker voice.
Solid hacker.
Solid hacker. Hacker Snake.
I don't know a hacker's voice.
Just say, I'm in.
Oh, I'm in, he said proudly. I'm fucking a girl.
Yes. Not yet. Yes, you are.
You have to get it all the way in, past my cherry.
Why would you stuff cherries in there?
She's my cherry pie. Cause drink one sweet pie. Tastes so good, and cry, sweet cherry pie.
This would have been a million times better if right as he thrust, Lucy just pulled it away and he did that thing where he flips it.
Well, that would have been better. Well written.
Yes!
I should write this.
And then she could have laughed. It pushed further into the tube. Don't call it that. As its walls, it is walls, seem to collapse around the cock, grasping it.
Hi, Judy!
Hi, Judy!
Through your headset.
Yes, we can hear you very loudly.
Grasping it and preventing further penetration. You pulled back the little... It went in a little deeper. He tried that again. Out, then back in. Out, then back in. Like, in and out, and in and out, and in and out. Each time he gained a little... Shut up, phone! Gained a little more penetration. Suddenly, he felt something strike the tip of his cock.
Well,
my
cherry!
Panted the red-haired girl.
Push hard and keep going!
Next up.
Next up, I need you to keep going.
All right, we have one page left. I'm gonna give it to Zach.
Give it to Zach.
Zach is being refereed by Val.
He's the final guy, that Zach.
It's the final sacrifice.
Final countdown.
Final sacrifice.
This is my
final
form.
Final palate cleansing joke. Val, who is your favorite superpower? Because mine is Cold War Russia. Anyway. He pulled out an inch or so and then thrust mightily downward. Snap!
Mightily.
Everyone in the room heard it and bugged their eyes.
That's not how it works!
Popped and Charlie Brown had completely buried his cock in the pussy of the girl he loved. That's not how it fucking works.
At least it wasn't his dick that broke.
That would hurt.
God, now I can pee around a corner.
Dude, that's
like a periscope.
Periscope, but your dick.
Dickoscope. Filmed in glorious Dickavision.
All right. My favorite.
They all applauded and then went back to what had been doing.
Wow.
Marcy was on her knees eating peppermint patties cunts and thing she loved the most to do most. God damn it. While Pigpen had buried his prick in Marcy's asshole. She was beginning to like that too, and it was obvious that Pigpen was loving it. The dust was dropping off him in greater quantities than anyone had ever seen before.
Was he going dust Super Saiyan?
Yes, Super Dust Man.
No, it's like beating a rug or a cat.
That second one, not so much.
Sally had decided that piano players make good lovers and was enjoying the feeling of Schroeder's oil menstruations on her little twat and anus. Lucy, too horny to worry about what the others would think, had gone back to her favorite cock, Snoopy, and he was obviously enjoying fucking her little mouth. Woodstock and his friends didn't know what to do. They left and went ice skating on the frozen bird bath. I'm genuinely sad they weren't involved. do some creative shit. The little red-haired screamed a bit when she felt her maidenhood pop. But then the good feelings began again. She reached down and stroked her own little clitty. bringing herself to orgasm after orgasm long before Charlie Brown felt his balls tighten.
Oh,
the tingle quickly spread throughout his loins, and soon he was shooting spurt after spurt of thick semen into the little girl's pussy hole. It was the best cum he had ever felt, and after he was finished, he collapsed on top of her, and they both just laid there panting. Nine months later, despite all the laws of biology, became a dad. After several minutes, he pulled his sloppy little cock from her even sloppier cunt and turned himself around, placing
it's
his
that
face
hokey pokey. All over about. That was all it's all about.
And, you know, I was addicted to the hokey pokey, then I turned myself around. I turned
another good one.
And his cock over her mouth. He pulled his cum soaked prick into her little mouth. Oh, sorry. He pulled his cum-soaked prick into her little mouth and sucked as much of it out of him as he had left. Then she licked the length of it and his balls, slipping up every drop of his sperm she could find. These kids have amazing recovery time. Charlie Brown, for his part, was slurping plenty of semen as it drained slowly out of her vagina, mixed with the plentiful girl juices she had produced. He thought it tasted great. He pulled the lips apart so he could see inside the little hole. He lapped at it.
Hey, I can see Narnia from here!
From it. That's where I left my watch. He finally rolled over on his back, and the two lovers just laid there, basking in the warmth of their mutual pleasure and lust. The other kids had stopped to watch the finale, The Coming of Charlie Brown. Coming soon to a theater near you, playing after Where's Waldo, the spy drama. Now they all gathered in a circle around the
one of us.
Pair.
One of
joining hands, they looked down at Charlie Brown, the little red haired girl, and shouted, "Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown."
We just called the cops.
"Merry Christmas to one and all," said Charlie Brown, a tired smile on his round face. "This was the best Christmas ever. The end. I'm taking a shower."
No, you're taking a regular shower, right?
They're still
fuck.
Yeah.
The story was written as an adult fantasy. The author does not condone the described behavior in real life.
Neither do we.
Obviously, for instance, reading it. None of us do. Thank you very much to Zach and all of our other guests for coming on tonight. Thank you to David, Sean, Logan, who's on the moon, Val. Thank you to my liver. Thank you to Val's liver for still putting up a good fight.
Yeah.
If I could say one last thing.
Sure.
I'm very good friends with 25 letters of the alphabet. I don't know why. Good night.
God damn it. I'm supposed to do the closing line.